The mantra for this weekend, if you are a New Orleans Saints fan, is trust the run, but don't be scared. We got all of that and a little bit of land yet for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much, as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, your New Orleans Saints expert, credential member of the media, CrescentCitySports.com, USA Today, Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by our friends over at Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered with more odds, lines, and props than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. On today's episode, our Friday episode, ahead of the New Orleans Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte, North Carolina. I will be there for that game, by the way. We're bringing you all the updates via the press box. And of course, we'll have a live postcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So after the game, after all of the post-game conversations and locker room availability, all that stuff, I'll head back to the hotel. We'll jump on live. We'll discuss the games. Make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On Saints YouTube page so that you're ready for that. On today's episode, though, I'm going to tell you why the New Orleans Saints being on the road as a favorite is something you should take some solace in. We'll take a look at why the New Orleans Saints' strengths are going to be sort of amplified by where the Carolina Panthers are at their weakest. And finally, or really to start everything off, rather, we're going to kick everything off with the mantra for this weekend. The New Orleans Saints need to establish an identity, catch a rhythm, all of those things. One of the ways that they might be able to do that after some perfect attendance practices here over the course of the week in New Orleans is by getting Alvin Kamara back and trusting the run game, but still want to remain aggressive in the passing game. So the mantra for the New Orleans Saints this weekend, trust the run, but don't be scared. Don't be scared. Take some shots downfield when they're there. Don't let the three interception game fool you. Don't be in a situation to where now you're starting to peel back because you're afraid to be aggressive. A lot of people were concerned that Pete Carmichael, Dennis Allen wouldn't be as aggressive as Sean Payton. Last week, you saw just how aggressive they were willing to be. Didn't work out for them, but it doesn't mean that you're going to miss on nine downfield passes every single time that you take those shots down the field. So don't be scared. Just make better choices. Make the right choice, right? So doesn't mean you have to target the Carolina Panthers, you know, nine times down, 20 yards down the field or anything like that all throughout, but pick and choose where those things become available and don't be afraid to take those shots when they're there. Don't be sort of deterred by the numbers, right? The Carolina Panthers right now rank third across the NFL through two games, allowing only 300 passing yards and fifth in terms of passing touchdowns, allowing only two. They've gone up against a pair of bad teams to start off the year. Cleveland Browns with Jacoby Brissett at the helm, and then the New York Giants, who I know are 2-0, but that's still Daniel Jones and a big reason why they didn't get any good passing yardage there. It's all about the run game in terms of how the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants beat the Carolina Panthers over the course of the next 2 weeks, which is something that the Saints should absolutely continue to lean in on as well. You had Nick Chubb go off. You had Saquon Barkley have a nice game against the Carolina Panthers last weekend. Alvin Kamara's next in line. And if the Saints run blocking game is as good this week as it was last week against a much better defensive front against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Saints should be able to open up the pathways for Alvin Kamara to have the big explosive plays and be able to pick up some big yardage on the ground as well as, you know, get in the mix in terms of the passing game as well. So you can build off of that. You can start there. You can establish your identity there as that run first team that Dennis Allen has said that they want to be in terms of a defensive run game led team, one that can produce on the ground. You can do all that, but still take a look at when you have the opportunities to take advantage of some of the shots that are going to be downfield, especially if Dante Jackson is going to be out. You have a young corner in J.C. Horn who doesn't have that much experience right now, though he's a very, very good player. You get him matched up with Michael Thomas, though. I'm going to take Michael Thomas in that matchup 10 times out of 10. You have guys like Jarvis Landry, and then now, of course, also Chris Olave going against other young corners over on the opposite side, including CJ Henderson, who's been in and out of lineups since he's been in the NFL. So you have a lot of opportunity here to still be able to take advantage of things in the passing game. Start short, get your rhythm, you know, pick up the yards meticulously, kind of go back to what we saw in the first drive against Tampa Bay. But even if you can, the first drive against Los Angeles Chargers in the preseason, to where you saw the production happening both in the run game and by taking shots in the passing game, the intermediate shots in the passing game, not always trying to take the top off immediately. Now, I know that was the preseason. That was a different level of defense than what the New Orleans Saints are going to be going up against the Carolina Panthers. All I'm talking about is play selection, play calling, and in making the right decisions, though. If you can do those things, you're going to be able to move the ball. If you can move the ball, then all of a sudden this New Orleans Saints offense looks a lot different than it's looked over the course of the past 2 weeks. They went 3-and-out 4 times to open up the season against the Atlanta Falcons, went 3-and-out, and then also had 2 2-play interception drives, a 1-play interception drive, and then a turnover on downs to end the game in terms of their final drive, all in that game against Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week. So now, just want to sustain some drives here, put things together, do that with a nice even split between the run and the passing game, and then let the defense keep you in it over on that side of the ball. And the New Orleans Saints defense is in a pretty good kind of situation here going up against the Carolina Panthers, because where the Carolina Panthers are weakest blends with where the New Orleans Saints are at their strongest. I'll tell you where that is and how the New Orleans Saints can win this game with their defense coming up next as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Brightco, jewelry and watch insurance that makes sure that you have the peace of mind that you need while owning the pieces that you love. Maybe you have a watch that you absolutely adore, a necklace, maybe a bracelet, or maybe you just purchased an engagement ring, right? And you want to make sure that you're in a situation to where no matter what happens, you're covered in terms of, you know, all the different things that can go wrong. Let's say you try to propose and then you drop the ring in between the slats of a pier and it drops into the ocean. You're never getting it back. But don't worry, Brightco will make sure that you have what you need to get another one. Let's say that maybe you're proposing in the 600 section. Don't want to drop it there. Maybe you have a watch that you take off when you wash your hands and then you leave it in the restrooms at the dome. Don't want that to happen, but if it does, Brightco will have you covered. So here's the lesson. Don't be somebody that has all these fantastic pieces without having them insured. Insurance is about having what you need when you need it, and Brightco makes sure that that's the case every single time. Go to bright.co/lockedon. It's the fastest, easiest, and cheapest way to make sure that you cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business at bright.co/lockedon. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again, as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. The Carolina Panthers are weakest at exactly where the New Orleans Saints seem to be at their strongest. And that works really, really well for the New Orleans Saints defense. Let's face it, the New Orleans Saints are going into this game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday in Charlotte, looking to bounce back. It's only one loss on the season. You're only through 2 games. I understand it's early, but you're still trying to set a tone here. You're still trying to establish an identity. You have the odds against you the following week, going from a road game to London, right? Just the travel alone usually ends up being an issue and things like that for the team that's coming off of a road game as opposed to teams coming off of home games. At least New Orleans Saints are coming back to a home game, all of that. But the Saints travel and have sort of the largest plus minus or the largest minus when it comes to rest days in between matchups with their opponents all throughout the season. That means that the Saints play or have fewer games in between, fewer days in between games than anyone else across the NFL because of all the travel that they're doing so far, or amongst the least in the NFL. So for the New Orleans Saints, they have to be able to establish kind of their identity so that they can always lean on that. So they always have sort of this place to go, this place to be. Saints always had that, right? With Drew Brees, it was the slow, meticulous, methodical offense that can churn and burn all the way down the field, death by paper cuts kind of approach, and it kind of morphed into the defense. And I think that the defense is still very much that identity. I know there's a lot of excitement around what the offense can be, but until we see the offense actually be that, then they have to sort of rest their laurels and play the songs that they know, which is one of the big things that Dennis Allen talked about this past week. be who they know that they are. And they know that they're a very good defensive team. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them establish that. And that works going into this matchup against the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers right now 30th in the NFL when it comes to passing yardage at only 336. Now, New Orleans Saints are kind of in the middle of the NFL right now when it comes to that metric. But on the defensive side, they've done very well. And they have been a team that has consistently been able to ward off the worst when it comes to opportunities in the passing game, opportunities for the opposing team to create issues for them in those situations and things like that. So the Saints, for the most part right now, are pretty set. And so where the Carolina Panthers are at their weakest works in terms of what the New Orleans Saints have done at their best so far. And I don't even just mean this season. I also mean in terms of like looking at who the New Orleans Saints are in terms of their identity and what they do have. It's all over on that defensive side, in particular their ability to be able to limit the pass. Now, they are just outside the top 10 when it comes to passing yards allowed. They're 11th in the NFL there. They're first in the NFL when it comes to passing game scoring, allowing only 3 passing touchdowns so far. So for the Saints, that's who they are over on the defensive side. They limit the passing game. Baker Mayfield's already been sacked 6 times this season. I know Jameis Winston was sacked 6 times just last week, but that does mean that opposing teams, the Cleveland Browns and New York Giants, were getting consistent pressure on Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers. I almost said Cleveland Browns because, of course, that's where he used to play. So if the Saints can get their pass rush game going in this game, this is really the measure of what the New Orleans Saints pass rush can be. And we still expect it to be a strong pass rush, particularly from the edges. Marcus Davenport, Cam Jordan, Tano Passanio, Carl Granderson, maybe Peyton Turner. It's kind of a little bit of an undersold story here over the course of the week that Peyton Turner was a healthy and active so that the Saints could see what Tano Passanio could do instead. And so I think that, maybe that's something to watch here, to have your first round selection inactive. That's, concerning a little bit. Now, we don't know all the details. We don't know the whole story, but on face value, it's concerning, and that's okay. We'll see how it all ends up panning out. But if the Saints are going to get their pass rush game going this season, it's going to be against the Carolina Panthers. This is a good time to get it done. Taylor Moten's been dealing with injuries. The offensive line there in Carolina is not very experienced. Baker Mayfield holds onto the ball too long. He scrambles, but doesn't ever really get beyond the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up some yards here and there. Expect to see that against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday as well, of course. But for the most part, this Saints pass rush should be able to get home. They couldn't do it very well week one against the Atlanta Falcons because they were kind of playing that contain game when it comes to Marcus Mariota. You don't blitz Tom Brady, so you're not going to get the second level pressure that I expect that you'll see in this game going up against the Carolina Panthers, who are another team that have dealt with some issues in terms of blitz identification. Where's the pressure coming from? Which linebacker is going to rush the passer? Which corner or safety is going to rush the passer? They've been dealing with some issues in terms of that miscommunication on the offensive line, just like the New Orleans Saints have early on this season. So now the Saints get an opportunity to take advantage of that. You also don't get a lot of sacks on Tom Brady because he gets the ball out quickly. The Saints have had three sacks, and one sack in the last 5 games against Tom Brady. So it's kind of been steady until just this past game. But against Baker Mayfield, he holds onto the ball a lot longer. He looks to try to wait for passing or opportunities downfield to develop, but doesn't necessarily have the arm strength to get it there. So there's opportunities for your secondary to be able to take advantage of that as well. So where the Carolina Panthers are at their weakest plays directly into the hands of the New Orleans Saints in terms of where they're already strongest, which is their secondary, their pass coverage, second level play, all of that. But then also gives the New Orleans Saints an opportunity to show that they can be strong where they want to be strong, which is in the pass rush. Expect this Carolina Panthers offense to run through Christian McCaffrey. So New Orleans Saints should absolutely game plan to try to neutralize that as much as possible or limit it as much as possible. Force Baker Mayfield to step back in the pocket, have to wait, have to read things downfield and try to make decisions. That's when you're going to be able to get to him, get him off his spot, force some errant throws, or at least be able to get after him. The other piece where the Carolina Panthers have shown that they're weak is when it comes to fumbling. They have lost a lot of contact fumbles, whether it be Baker Mayfield, whether it be on special teams in their kick return. Keep an eye on that. The New Orleans Saints have put in a lot of emphasis in creating contact fumbles. Carolina Panthers are struggling with holding on to the ball right now. That's a match made in heaven for the New Orleans Saints and their defense. And another match made in heaven are the New Orleans Saints being favored on the road. We've got beignets and parlays coming up. The Saints are -3 favorites going into this game away from the Superdome. I'll tell you why that works in their favor, because they have been dominant in those situations. We got that coming up for you as we continue on and wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. And before we get to beignets and parlays, I want to tell you about our friends over at Bet Online. The New Orleans Saints are favored by 3 points on the road in this game. The over-under is set at 40.5. Could the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers combine for over 40 or 41 points or more, or they come in at 40 points or less combined? If you think you know where the New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers are going to end up on either side of that over-under, make sure that you go and let our friends over at BetOnline know so that you can make some cash with all that knowledge that you got. So go and check them out today over at BetOnline. You can find them on your mobile device, your laptop, wherever it is that you prefer, so that you can check in on all the odds, lines, and props they have across the entire NFL. You can get in on some NBA odds early. You can get in on some MLB, NHL, esports, combat sports. There's so much for you all across BetOnline. You can also find podcasts, articles, whole bunch of betting information as well, to make sure that you're staying up to date on all the trends and action. Once again, you can find all of it over at BetOnline, where the game starts. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with our weekly Friday installment, beignets and parlays, presented by our friends over at Bet Online, where they've got more odds, lines, and props than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. So the New Orleans Saints are going into this matchup against the Carolina Panthers on the road, favored by 3 points. Remember, usually the home team gets 3 points handed over to them. So the Saints, effectively a 6-point favorite, basically a touchdown favorite in Vegas's eyes. So it seems that BetOnline and Vegas have not lost their sort of confidence in who the New Orleans Saints can be. It's just about who will they be. So we'll continue to see that develop, but this is an opportunity for a good get right game. And it shapes up really, really well, because for the New Orleans Saints, traveling and being favored has worked out very, very well for them in the recent past. So 42 games since 2017, this has happened, and the New Orleans Saints in those games are 31-11. They average about 26.7 points per game over on the offensive side, 219 passing yards and over 130 rushing yards, so nearly 350 total yards in the game as well. So if you're looking at over-unders in terms of rushing totals, passing totals, total yardage, things like that, those numbers are important. But the main thing for you to keep in mind here is that the Saints average nearly 27 points per game on the road when it comes to when they're favored away from home. So that's pretty, pretty big, right? I kind of, went into the New Orleans Saints and kind of, the Saints and Bucks game just kind of confident that they were going to go over 44.5 points in that one. But right here, what I'm telling you is that the trends just simply say that, hey, the New Orleans Saints on the road, if they're favored, they're usually money in the bank. 31-11 is pretty good. It doesn't hurt that the Carolina Panthers haven't forced a turnover yet so far this season, that they've lost 9 straight, all of these other things. And if you're like me, you get a little queasy when you hear that, right? Like, oh gosh, of course, that's who the New Orleans Saints are going up against this weekend. That's exactly the type of game that anyone's team would lose, right? So maybe you feel that way about it, but the trends also say the New Orleans Saints tend to do well in these moments. And so, with an average spread on the road of about 2.3, being favored by like 2.3 points in all of those games, this is kind of right in line with where they usually are versus the spread. They're also 31-11 as well. So they tend to not only win, but cover at the same rate. And then in terms of their average over under, it's usually about 47 points on the road. 19 times they've gone over. So a little bit more trending toward the under, but the over under for this one's only 40.5. So take that into consideration as well. Real quick, just to take a look at where the New Orleans Saints and what they have allowed while they're on the road when it comes to opposing yardage. Right now, a total of 70 turnovers that they have created in these games. So if you look at an average, they usually create nearly 2 turnovers per game when on the road and favored. And then just looking over here, I got to do a little bit of quick math in order to get the average. but in terms of yardage that they allow per game, 320. So not bad in terms of what you look at over on the defensive side. And so for the Saints, it's not a bad look for them here going into this one. Now, they have to be able to figure out what their identity is, figure out who they are, answer all of those big questions, of course. But at least as of right now, in terms of what Vegas is saying, the Saints are in a pretty good situation here. The last thing that we'll take a look at just to finish the breakdown is how many points they've allowed per game in these situations. And so they have, it looks like, allowed 780 total points. So over the course of 42 games, just over 18 points per game, 18 and a half points per game. So remember Julian Council's stat from yesterday. They have the Carolina Panthers in Matt Rhule's time have only one win when the opposing team scores 17 points, but are undefeated when they hold the opposing team to under 16 points. So if the New Orleans Saints hit their average on the road favored of 26.7 points, then they should be in a position here to where they should be able to walk away with a win. They need this win, right? You want this win because it helps you within the division, it helps you within the conference, but you also just want the confidence building win before you have to have a long travel to get to England before you play against the Minnesota Vikings. You travel all the way back, and then that very same week you play against the Seattle Seahawks, at least at home there. But you want this win if you're the New Orleans Saints. This is a big bounce back opportunity after what was a disappointing loss for a game that they kept close for so long throughout it. So look for the New Orleans Saints to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder in this game. They'll have to utilize that chip and the confidence that it brings them wisely so you don't make a bunch of dumb mistakes or anything like that. But as long as they're able to do that, and if this team is as healthy as it looks like it can be throughout practice so far this week, lots of gold stars and full attendance, although some players limited, then they should have all of the assets available that they need in order to make the best possible outcome happen this weekend in Carolina. Once again, I'll be there. I'll bring you all the updates on Twitter at Ross Jackson Nola from the press box right after the game or after the game and then after post-game availabilities, open locker room, all that. Head back to the hotel. We'll do a quick live show to recap all of it, talk about what happened, and then, of course, get a more in-depth show for your Monday morning, Sunday night out for you as well. So got that coming up for you here throughout the rest of the weekend. Any big breaking news that happens over the course up until the game, I'll have you covered there as well. So I appreciate you, as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, for your second listen, to go and check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Get all of that NFL analysis that you need every single Monday through Friday, less than 30 minutes with the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. You can listen or watch wherever you're listening or watching to this podcast. Appreciate you, as always, making me a part of your day, a part of your routine, for saying yes to me and the show. As always, if you see me, say hi. And if you need anything else around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how you're momming them. And trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.